A school added a student's pronouns without his permission. This is Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. The university system of New Hampshire tried to force a student to use personal pronouns in his newspaper article byline. Then the university also removed the entire article after the student voiced his religious objections to the pronouns. The student believes that gender is objective, not subjective, according to his Christian faith. Under the law, compelling a person to speak a message contrary to their beliefs in this way is a violation of the First Amendment. Liberty Counsel demands restoration of the student's article without the byline pronouns and that no students, employees, or staff members at the university will be forced to use pronouns in their bylines or signature blocks. There is no excuse for the university system of New Hampshire's retaliatory censorship. This university needs to correct this potentially costly mistake. Please pray and stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.